The battle for Mosul in Iraq is underway. It's the largest city currently controlled by ISIS, and the Iraqi government, with the help of the U.S. and Kurdish fighters, are now trying to retake the city. Joining us from Erbil in Iraq is Mike Giglio, correspondent for BuzzFeed News. He's with us on Skype. And Mike, you were near the front lines in this offensive just today. Where were you and what did you see?
So I was with the Kurdish forces called the Peshmerga last night and a lot of today. And they were the ones that actually initiated the first stages of the Mosul offensive from a front line in an area called Qazir. So I was with them last night as they prepared for the offensive. And then from the earliest hours this morning, I think we got moving around 5 a.m. They rolled across what had been their front line with ISIS until last night and then pushed pretty deep inside ISIS territory, moving to take some villages from ISIS over the course of the day.
Were they successful?
They were. You know, we were part of a really long convoy with the Peshmerga pouring in troops and vehicles and weapons. And, you know, they were menaced by mortar fire. There were gun battles between ISIS and Peshmerga troops. But to me, it seemed pretty clear that ISIS was really on the retreat. And the Peshmerga did move pretty efficiently to take the villages that they targeted.
And what about the people who are in these villages who aren't necessarily ISIS, but they live there? Are they joining forces with the Peshmerga when they come in, or how do the ordinary people react?
See, that's actually one reason that I think this was able to move so quickly. These villages have mostly been abandoned. A lot of them were Christian villages before ISIS, and the residents have been just completely displaced. So these really just were scenes of battle. In the future, and I think on some of the Iraqi military's fronts, this is going to probably be the key question for the offensive. When you do have concentrations of civilians, especially when you push into Mosul City, which has, according to the Iraqi government, at least 1 million civilians still inside, how do you manage that? How do you spare them? I've had some conversations with Iraqi military officials over the last week, and they are extremely concerned about that. And I don't think they have a clear answer to how they're going to do that.
Well, what can you tell us at this point about the U.S. role in this effort to retake Mosul?
The U.S. role, I think, may be underappreciated. I think the best example of that is the fact that the Iraqi military is going to stage a lot of this offensive from territory controlled by the Peshmerga. These are two forces that are deeply suspicious of each other. They have a long, very bad history with one another. And as I understand, that arrangement was a result of months of very difficult diplomacy from the U.S. To get these forces to cooperate. But that cooperation is key. You have tens of thousands of soldiers now attacking ISIS in a pretty coordinated offensive. And again, U.S. military planners are pretty deeply involved in that coordination as well. And I think that cooperation, if the Mosul offensive is successful, is going to be, in retrospect, the key. This cooperation between the two best forces against ISIS, which are the Iraqi military and the Peshmerga. And the U.S. is just, you know, really to credit for that cooperation taking place.
Do we have a sense at this point of how long this battle is expected to go on?
I really don't think we do. And I think when I've asked U.S. officials and Iraqi officials about it, and they've been honest, the answer is that they're not quite sure because people aren't sure to what extent ISIS will fight back. In previous battles, ISIS has sort of vacillated between just leaving or putting up some resistance, especially early on, and then eventually falling back. The thing with Mosul is that it's such an important city to ISIS. I would argue that it's far and away their most important piece of territory. So I think it's not clear what kind of strategy they will employ. And we also do know that they've been building defenses in Mosul since they took it more than 2 years ago. So I think it just depends on what kind of fight they put up, especially. And I don't think we can tell that yet from what happened today. It was pretty quick victories today, but they really haven't pushed into the main parts of the city yet at all.
General David Petraeus was on television yesterday saying that after this offensive takes place, if the Iraqi government is able to retake Mosul, the question will then be, how is it ruled after that? Is the system going to be able to be put in place to make sure that there's a functioning government in Mosul?
Yeah, I mean, that really is a crucial question. And again, we're speaking about this cooperation between the Iraqis and the Kurds. There, on the military front, there are intense political disagreements between both of those sides over what should happen in Mosul after ISIS. And I was actually meeting with a senior Kurdish Peshmerga military officer yesterday who's working closely with the Iraqis. And his frame of mind was this cooperation is happening now because ISIS is there and because the U.S. is in the room with us. But after ISIS, I don't see that continuing. And I think if that ends up being the case, it's going to be a real difficult situation in Mosul. And I think we're going to see some of the same problems return as far as governance and possibly sectarian issues that helped to pave the way for ISIS in the first place.
That's Mike Giglio, a correspondent for BuzzFeed News, joining us from Erbil, Iraq. He's been out with Kurdish fighters today as the battle to retake Mosul from ISIS continues. Mike, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.